welcome to episode 6 of Cast from Exile. I'm one of your hosts, Matt. I'm here with your most awesome of train wreck podcasts with only 2 other guys today. Guys, what's going on?
What up, what up?
What's good?
So, guys.
Yeah, glad to be here, Matt.
Ryan.
Your intro kind of sucked, bro.
Man.
You know what? But I think it's fitting for this whole 40 minutes that we've been hanging out.
So, man, I was just trying to get the ball rolling because it was already 40 minutes of a train wreck. And, yeah,
okay,
man.
That's fair. That's fair. We're here, though. No, that was good, Matt. That was good. That might have to be a weekly thing, actually. You took that in real nice. You brought us in real nice.
I feel so special. Aww.
Yeah, yeah.
So, fuckers, we had a GP. Actually, we had 2 GPs. So, we had 2 doses, more than 1. So, first, we're going to where? Where are we going? We're going around
España.
The world, or are we going right up the road?
We're going to España.
España.
Sí.
Sí.
Es in Madrid.
Es muy, muy el Gran Prio. So, it was modern.
What?
Muy el Gran Prio, man. Very much a Gran Prix. I don't, man.
Yeah.
Here, since I was fluent, shut your hole. So,
you can't just add O to the end of a word. That's not how Spanish works.
Can we add A? Gran Pria? I don't
know.
Yeah, let's make it feminine.
Feminine, man.
Let's add a day. Yeah, yeah. That's better.
Gran Pria El Madrid.
Gran Prix is probably pretty already close to how you would say that, I would guess.
I think it's like Grand Prix or something. I don't know, somebody who speaks any kind
of... Ruben.
Like,
yeah,
Ruben.
I'm quite sure it would be grande, but I don't know what the fuck the pre would be.
That's true.
Because I don't know if it's like Catalan or what, you know, what the hell they speak over
so there.
So there
was a grande competición in Madrid.
There we go.
La fin de semana.
Listen, okay, guys, you're butchering my language. I don't go around fucking up your language. Don't fuck up mine.
Ruben, I'm trying. Here's the sad thing, is Megan is 100% completely fluent in Spanish, like, speaks it effortlessly.
Tell her to work with your ass, then.
Well, she has been, and I had to take Spanish to get through college, but it's what she does every day. I mean, she speaks Spanish constantly. So.
Oh, she deals with ELA kids and shit?
Well, that, and she works with the state. I mean, she goes around and works to the migrant farming communities here in central Illinois, kind of make sure that kids are getting enrolled in school and not working fields during the day, that sort of thing. It's true. I mean, a lot of those families, they keep their kids.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
Their kids will work in the fields with them, and they do that instead of, you know, registering them for school and stuff a lot of times. I mean, it's just the circumstances of the families.
So we're not supposed to have kids in a field working farm stuff all day?
No.
We have
labor laws.
I was
no
going to have my kids fucking, like, sort out magic cards for the rest of their lives, but I guess that's a...
Yeah, so one of her jobs that she works on a grant for is with the state and, like, the migrant community here in this area, and this in conjunction with the school districts, making sure that their kids are enrolled and that sort of thing, and going around making sure employers are up to, you know, code with how they're hiring people and whatnot. I mean, we had a business here recently, I won't say on air, that got busted, that had, you know, a bunch of Mexican labor sleeping in the guy's, in his warehouse.
That's just insane.
You know, crazy circumstances. You know, shit like that happens, and,
well,
you know, you can't treat people
Megan,
like that. You can't.
Doing shit like that.
What's that?
I said big ups to Megan. Megan.
Yeah.
For doing fucking work like that. That's insane.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, go around. So she looks out for that community. It means a lot to her. And so she speaks it 100% fluent, but I got work to do, so. That's for sure. But, yeah, so anyways,
GP.
We got off track again. Fuck, man, this is what happens when we fucking do 40 minutes before starting and get all this beer
so,
in us.
I don't know, man,
no,
to be honest, though.
The dude,
this is...
Emmanuel Gresham, I think is his name, and he won this GP.
What was he playing?
I bet you couldn't guess in modern what he was playing.
I have a feeling that there's, well, from the coverage I saw every match, there was a card called Treasure Cruise played.
No, you're wrong. You are way wrong. He was playing this really fucking expensive card, Tarmogoyf.
I was gonna get there. I figured there was Goyce in his list too, but Treasure Cruise.
Yeah,
was,
he took,
this
he
was
took,
GP
he took
Cruise,
the guys
bro.
On yeah, he took 12 guys on a boat with him. Termagoyf, yeah. Delver, and young Peasy.
Sounds like Sid's favorite time.
All aboard!
Yeah, man. No, exactly what you were saying. Treasure Cruises were in here. And
so what 12 dudes did he bring on this ship here? What went on?
He took
rotation?
4 Goyfs, 4 young Peasies, and 4 Delvers.
4 Goyfs walk into a bar.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
And so, and for the rest of the package, he had 2 fork boats, which at, we'll talk about this later, but in GP Jersey, they were like almost like $10. Isn't that like a common?
It's an uncommon.
Yeah, there was, it's uncommon. Yeah. Yeah.
How
were
is
like
it
10
that
bucks.
Much? This is like, Arc Lightning or.
It's anti-Delver for one.
Yeah.
But can't you just play Gutshot?
Like, this does 2 damage wherever you want it. So, like, you can divide it out. So you can be like, yeah, man. So, like, basically, turn 1, they're going to play Delver. Turn 2, they're going to drop Young Pyromancer. If it didn't flip, you're getting a 2-for-1.
I forget what Arc Trail does, but.
Arc Trail is 2-to-1 and 1-to-another.
Why wouldn't you just
do
Arc Trail?
And Sorcery, so.
So, he 2 Fork Bolt, 1 Pillar of Flame. See, this is the card that I think actually fuels kind of the whole Treasure Cruise and Delver thing. 4 Gitaxian Probes. Yep. I think those cards are, that card right there is going to go up in price.
Yeah,
you need them. Yeah, you need them. So 4 probes, 4 Treasure Cruise, of course.
Party
4,
boat, yep.
Yep, 4 Serum Visions, 1 Electrolyze, 2 Spell Snare, 2 Spell Pierce, 2 Remand, 4 Lightning Bolt. And the tech from, I think, a week ago, 1 Thought Scour.
Yeah.
You know, people, they're thought scouring it's themselves to fuel their fucking, Treasure Cruises. 2 Vapor Snags. Regular.
Thought Scour was just a good card, man. I remember that from the days Delver was in standard, Delver.
The blue-white builds.
I mean,
it's
not
good.
My cup of tea, but it's, I don't play.
Well,
blue,
I mean, the
so,
thing in this
card,
in this list, he's only running 1, and all the other lists I had seen, people were running 2, like last week. So, yeah.
He's got lots of cards that say draw a card. This is just an additional 1, like just a techie 1 of.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering, though.
Fuel the boat. That's it.
Yep. So I'm wondering how much this guy's actually refined his spell package, though. Because some of these numbers to me just seem off. Like, Remand.
Well, I like the
is,
one of Electrolyze, because I don't think Electrolyze is.
It's good.
Call
but
me
not
crazy,
that good.
Dude. All right, whatever. I'm going to disagree with you, man. I don't think Electrolyze is that good in modern right now.
I think right now it's better than it was before because of all this Delver, Treasure Cruise-y madness going on. Just to be able to start getting more fuel, I think.
Maybe
it's
my meta. My meta is so heavy with like the Jund and Green Black and Junk and Pod.
Bobs.
Yeah, and Pod.
So modern
like,
guys, I have a question. Why only 1 Pillar of Flame? Like if you're. All right, wait, let me talk about the sideboard first. Hold on. So it's 2 Ancient Grudge, 2 Dragon's Claw, 1 Hibernation, 1 Destructive Revelry, 2 Negates, 1 Dispel, 2 Threads of Disloyalty, 1 Electricery, and 3 Molten Rain. Yeah, but it's only 1 Pillar of Flame. Like, if you have all these boats floating around and you don't want to fuel other people's boats, why just 1 pillar?
So you got to think about numbers because Pod's going to be a pretty significant matchup. And if you're able to just go ahead and nerf 2 damage off of a Kitchen Finx, or completely get rid of a Murderous Red Cap if they don't have combo.
Yeah, or voice.
Even voice. Yeah, voice is starting to pop around in non-pod lists lately. It's kind of here and there and meta-y kind of deal, but I mean, it gets rid of a lot of the problem resilience.
Yeah, it does, but why only 1? That's my point. Why not run more than 1?
I don't know, Fork Bolt might have been better for him. He might like to draw cards or counter spells.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I don't think his numbers for the metas that I've played in don't seem right for my area.
I would rather run. I'd run another pillar over this Electrolyze. I know it says draw a card on it. I know it does, but fuck me.
That's the phrase, man.
It's 3 mana though in a
12 land deck.
Yeah.
Not a big.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. 19 lands.
Just not fan of it. I just don't think it's that good in modern right now. Call me crazy. I thought it was good months ago, but I just don't think it's that good right now.
So my anti-shout outs will prove.
From things that I've seen, I don't know. I like Pillar Flame. Yeah, no, but from the stuff I've seen, I don't know. I think I agree with Ryan that Electrolyze seems kind of slow, and I think I would run another Pillar just because you're exiling something.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Listen, both of them have their place.
I'm a dumb Infect player, so I don't know.
Good on you, sir. But good on you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Infect. Yeah, this list, I don't know, man. Okay, I'm looking over this top eight, and it doesn't seem like...
It doesn't prey on anything, but it has game against everything, is what it looks like.
I don't see a lot of Treasure Cruise in this top eight, but watching this tournament... I don't know. I didn't watch the top eight. I didn't watch much of day two, but on the day one stuff I did see, I saw a lot of Treasure Cruise. So this top eight surprised me. So Treasure Cruise, maybe not always cracked up to be, but this list here in the, in blue red, just, I think blue red is very strong with Treasure Cruise right now in modern. And I think this list here, I think this rug, I think this, Goyf list. I mean, this is the deck that was running. Matt, am I wrong? Was this running Splinter Twin before Treasure Cruise before?
Well, there was kind of different variants.
It was like Tarmo Twin?
Whenever modern...
Yeah, Tarmo Twin. This is like Tarmo Twin with... They just cut the Twin and put Treasure Cruise in. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but...
There's kind of a different couple variants, man, because on this one, he's more of the quick dudes get out pretty quick and then try and overwhelm you with a young Pyromancer.
He's got no Vendilion clicks in here either.
No, this is a slow tempo kind of deck. This is going to be basically the other main blue-red variant. It doesn't really pop up as much, but it's starting to be a really popular deck just because Treasure Cruise has come out. You've got all these little one-cost draw card little spells, and it's a really good tempo deck. I don't like playing against it because I always tap out, and then they'll freaking like spell pierce me, and that's just really annoying. But there's this, but then if you go to Twin... It's more of a combo. It's gonna run. I haven't seen any Twin.
How much is a Nombo? How much of a Nombo is Cruise with Goyf?
They have a yard too, so I'm not sure how much it really makes a difference.
I'm sure in the mirror match how good Goyfs actually are.
Yeah, in a mirror match, I don't know. Do you think they take them out?
I don't know. I don't play this deck, so I have no idea, but that's a good question.
I've seen a couple of matches. I honestly caught a lot of game ones. Because I was mostly watching, you know, other stuff. But every time I looked on coverage, I would catch a game one of something.
Yeah, I just think in the mirror. That's a good question. If someone has an opinion on that, would be glad to hear it. Matt, I don't know what you think.
I really think this guy knows what he's doing, and he's not going to cruise unless he needs to. I mean, how many cards does this guy that played, say, draw a card? And it's like a quarter of his deck or something like that. I mean, he's drawing cards, so he's not worried about it, and he's going to hold off, and he's going to hold back on counter. Once he starts kind of getting low, he can kind of pick through and see what he really needs to get. So I think whenever he delves, that he plays it smart. I don't think that he probably pays the one blue for Treasure Cruise like most people do, like if they're playing like Burn or something. I think they're probably paying probably three or four to draw three to be able to leave up the other stuff and keep stuff in the Art of Goyfs out. Yeah.
This list is sweet too. I love fucking Molten Rains in the board. I love three mana destroy land spells. Shout out Angelo. That, you know, it's not Stone Rain, but fuck, I mean, the two damage to the land's controller is pretty sweet if it's a non-basic land. I like Electricery. Man, I think Electricery is a card that did not get enough love when the first time around in Standard. I played a bit of it out of some boards and very good in certain matchups.
Yeah, I think when it was in Standard, at first it was killing, you know, tokens it was killing. And then things became like, you know, two-powered stuff, so...
Yeah, you bring it in against, you know, other pyromancers and stuff. So the rest of this top eight, let's see.
I know you had one you wanted to go over.
Well, Ruben, Kevin Groves' deck, I don't know how much you wanted to go over it or. I mean, it's Birthing Pod with two Seed Rhinos.
Yeah, so. No, I didn't. That wasn't the deck that kind of interested me.
I'm just not a fan. Every time a new good junk card comes out or something, it gets tried in pod and it ends up getting cut. Like, Two of them, I think, is, you know, maybe I'm wrong in saying that's too many, but, you know, a one-off maybe, but two, just not a big fan, man. Just not a big fan. I don't know. Don't think it's that great in modern, but.
Yeah.
Whatevs. I like the run that he's got in the sideboard. Shout out there, Kevin Grove. So, let's see. Ricardo, Vanden Bogaard.
The junk one down at the bottom.
This one, real quick, Ricardo Vanden Bogaard. I had some questions for you, Matt, about this. Search for DeMar. So this is a, you know, through the breach.
Yep. This one was kind of cute, man. I think it's cool because if you're ramping, why not go ahead and get some chalices in the way to make sure you can get your spells through? So you're not going to do it to where it's going to be on five for you to get you through the breach, but to be able to pop out a Primeval Titan or an Emrakul. The first I went to, I round two got paired up with a guy who ran a through the breach deck. It was strictly for Emrakul and fatties, and it was so dumb. I think he ran like 12 different Eldrazis or something like that. My face hurt so bad. It was ridiculous. So the surprise that this is going to give someone, if all of a sudden they see some Farseeks and some Search for Tomorrows, they're obviously going to be like, this guy's totally on Scapeshift. What? You're not at 6 or 7 and I tapped. Oh, that's not good. And then you get hit with a 15-15 spaghetti guy. I mean.
Yeah. Through the breach is sick.
So would this be a through the breach deck or would it be a chalice deck?
It's definitely a through the breach because you're trying to cheat stuff out quick.
Oh yeah.
A chalice on two and one, you got three of them, so you're going to get a couple of them pretty quick probably. Yeah.
You're just shitting dudes out and casting through the breach. I like Four Anger of the Gods.
No, I love that.
He doesn't like dudes. He wants to get out of his way.
Fuck. Yep, he wants to kill those Delvers. He wants to kill those damn young Peasies and its tokens. Dude,
I'm telling you, I think Anger of the Gods is just criminally underplayed. In modern and standard, in fact. But it's good, man. I think it's really good in modern right now. And when I saw four of them, I was like, hell yeah. That's cool. So cool list there. If anyone's into something different, I suppose check that out. He's got a defense grid in the board. That's neat. We won't go over this whole thing. I'll post the link in the show notes for y'all. We have Andrew Devine rocking a pod list. Nothing new or exciting there.
I mean, this pod list, I guess Jose Antonio Rodriguez.
I like the spell guide in this list. See, this is more, and I also like Eidolon of Rhetoric. That's something that's been coming up. I mean, it shuts down, you know, it's really good against Storm, so. And it's just a good card. It's a good body, too, man. It's 3 mana, but decent card. This one's got 1 Siege Rhino in it. See, a little more sensible there.
And a Drag Tusk.
So. See, the other guy cut Cord of Callings and added 2 Siege Rhinos. This guy's got 2 cords.
This guy?
Yeah, which one are we looking at?
We're looking at Andrew Devine's.
Yeah, that was the wrong one.
Duh. All these Anglo names for fucking Madrid. What the fuck's going on here?
Well, taking over.
Look at the other junk list.
Okay, there we go. There we go. 4 names. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Jose Antonio Rodrigo Pozo. Another pod deck. So fucking pod all over this topic. Yeah.
You had brought up right before the cast about why don't people run Thrag Tusk. Here you go. You got Siege Rhino and Thrag Tusk. Why not?
Siege Rhino, Eidolon of Countless Battles. This dude is bringing a one of everything.
Yep. I like this a lot. Some sweet list.
Archangel of Thune.
Quit calling Path to Exile main board. That's different from pod. 2 paths main.
That's beautiful.
Different. That's a card I have to ask Megan about because I think, I want to say she runs 3 or 4 of those in the board and she brings them in a lot. So it says this deck's running 61 cards. Am I doing the math wrong or is that correct?
That's right. There's nothing wrong with 61. I mean, you're running a Highlander deck for the most part anyway. So why not get the one of, maybe he already had the deck and he was like, hey, I got the Siege Rhino. Let's go ahead and put this on in here.
Throw it
in. Yeah, 61.
But what I like this tech in the board. Fracturing Gust.
Yeah, two of. That's sweet. What does Fracturing Dust do, Brian?
I would tell you if my computer wasn't.
So fracturing gust, right, it's now. An instant.
Yeah, it's an expensive instant though. I didn't know.
Super
that.
Expensive.
Yeah, you got enough ramp with Pod though. So what it does, it destroys all artifacts and enchantments and gain 2 life for each permanent destroyed. So if you're running against Affinity, who are bringing this in.
Yeah,
people are gonna wreck their day.
What's the what's the card? Shatterstorm or something?
Yeah, there's a Shatterstorm that costs 4 in red, but it doesn't net you the life. And in this deck, I mean, you got enough little rampy dudes. So
the life really matters in this deck because if you're trying to hit your combo, especially against Affinity, it gives you the time to go on with your game essentially. But yeah, sweet list here. 3 choke in the board as well.
Yeah, 3 choke. And my girl is in here, one Sigarda.
I'm going to order chokes on eBay right now for Megan.
Christmas present.
I don't think she has those. Christmas present. That's only, like, what is it? Go. Like an uncommon? It's an uncommon.
Yeah, man, those aren't very much. They're 8th edition, so.
I'll order those up.
Yeah, it's almost $2.
Let's see what else we got here at the good old GP Madrid. Emmanuel's deck we went over. Stefan Van Diet. Is this the deck you wanted to talk about, Ruben?
That's the deck, yeah, that was the deck that was a little, different.
Yeah, go over this. I'm excited about it too. I played something, you all know me and my mono white fetish. I played a list very similar to this, so.
Yeah, because to me, like, this was, I've never seen this list before, but to me, this was sort of the, another take on some Soul Sisters.
Yeah, it is. Me and Matt will. Yeah, me and Matt can explain the intricacies of this. But go ahead.
So I'll just pull out the. I'll just say the cards and you tell me what's up. So it's 1 Linvala, Keeper of Silence, 4 Martyr of Sands. I love that damn card. 4 Ranger of Eos, 4 Sarah Ascendant, 4 Squadron Hawk, 2 Weathered Wayfinder. That's the one I have a question about. But then there's 3 Proclamation of Rebirth, 4 Wrath of God. 4 Path to Exile, 1 Banishing Light, 4 Ghostly Prison, 1 Oblivion Ring, lands, 1 Cavern of Soul, 2 Amera, 4 Flagstones, and a board, another Linvala, 2 Aura of Silence, 4 Leyline of Sanctity, 3 Celestial Purge, 3 Relic of Progenitus, and 2 Aven Mind Sensors.
Did you say 3 Leylines?
4 Leylines. Four.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't get the Banishing Light over 2 Oblivion Rings, but... Because Banishing Light is kind of like a less tricksy Oblivion. Well, I guess he's not running Mangara, so.
But you don't have to worry about the stupid loops that you can get in to where you're not going to try and have to make a Judd resolve something if you get into like a 3 or 4 O-ring loop. Because people will do that just to be like, I'm not going to do it because I don't want you to gain the advantage. And then you're, okay, draw.
Yeah, so this deck, okay, so Amaria the Sky Ruin, that's a key land in this list, right? And what that does is enter the battlefield tapped, and at the beginning of your upkeep, if you control 7 or more planes, you return a target creature card from your graveyard to the battlefield.
So good.
Yeah, essentially what you're trying to return really is, Sarah Ascendants get huge in this deck.
Well, Linvala's stuff gets out of hand with this deck.
Yeah, Linvala's sweet. The main thing though is the Proclamation of Rebirth and, Martyr of Sands. So Martyr of Sands is it's just 1 white. It's a 1/1 and it says for 1 mana, reveal X white cards from your hand, sacrifice Martyr of Sands, you gain 3 times X life. So you play this on turn 1, show your handful of white cards, gain a ton of life, and you follow that up with like a Sarah Ascendant, which is a 1 mana 1/1 with lifelink. But as long as you have 30 or more life. Yeah, it gets +5/+5 and has flying. I just sold my playset of these for like $42 on eBay. Can someone explain?
Dude. Yeah, but you realize that life total, right? What game do you start with 40 life? EDH. Commander.
Yeah, that's true, but I didn't think anyone would need a playset of them for Commander, but it surprised me because I don't remember paying anywhere near that much for them, but,
well, the thing is, I see a lot of Soul Sisters played, so I don't know, it could be that.
Yeah, and another thing, you got Squadron Hawk, yeah it is, it's the win con. Hawk is another way to fill your hand up with cards for, Martyr of Sands. So this is like a Martyr proc combo, and, Proclamation of Rebirth is 2 and a white, it's a sorcery, but you return up to 3 target creature cards with converted mana costs, 1 or less, from your graveyard to play.
You could forecast it.
Yeah, so you forecast it for
5 and a white. And so what forecast is, it's an old mechanic. You reveal Proc of Rebirth from your hand, return target creature card with converted mana cost 1 or less from your graveyard to play.
Isn't this like an activated ability or something where you don't actually get rid of the card to do it? Is why it's such a really high cost. It's like 6. It's double its cost.
You just keep showing it from your hand and you keep getting back. You keep putting into play, your Martyr of Sands, which you then, show everything in your hand of sacks. You keep looping it there and you keep bringing Martyr back every turn. And you're gaining just ridiculous amount of life. Eventually you get a Sarah sitting on board that they just can't deal with. And if they kill it, you're just bringing it back with Proclamation of Rebirth every turn.
They have Emeria, the
Sky Ruins. So, yeah. It's pretty sweet. It's a fun list. 4 Ghostly Prisons, catches a lot of people off guard. I played this deck for about a month and really didn't like it. I'm fucking shocked that it top 8ed this. I'm shocked. But given the, I don't know, man.
Yeah, honestly, I've never seen this list ever in my life.
It's essentially a Martyr deck.
It's a fringe deck, yeah. It's a fringe. It's like a fringier version of the already fringe deck Soul Sisters.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've seen and played against a lot of Soul Sisters. I've never seen this.
Yeah, this is kind of, if you have the ability, this deck's not really all that expensive. Yes, there's a few cards that are kind of high end, but you can get this, and like, Ryan, I know you run like a Death and Taxes list. It's basically a mono white control. You can get the cards for this, that deck, I mean, minus the Aether Veils. Aether Veils are pretty not cheap, but, you get Aether Veils. And then there's also a mono white enchantment deck going around. With like Ghostly Prisons and
O-Rings. That's the deck I was just about to say. I'm working on for Modern right now. I've been playing the Modern Death and Taxes list for a long time. I really like it, but, I got Perfree Nodes in the mail the other day.
Happy pants.
And, I'm about to do some sick mono white, like, enchantment control, like,
should put some Heliod in there. A one or two of.
Ooh, that's not bad. So I'm running Ghostly Prison.
Mono white pillow fort is what you're talking about?
Yeah, basically. I got the cards right here. So it's like Perfree Nodes, Wrath of God, Wall of Omens, then I got like Journeys to Nowhere, Suppression Fields, Damping Matrix. And that's more or less where I'm starting.
So if you're running Wog, Wrath of God, you might, because the land bases are so easy, might want to try and splash a blue for a Colonnade, and then place those with Supreme Verdicts depending on the matches. Because being able to do the uncounterable thing,
my whole shtick, though, is running no other color.
Yeah.
It's like my thing, man.
He wants to be the mono guy.
He wants to just do it.
Yeah. So, and scrolling through these cards, here's my Proclamation of Rebirth. I went with this deck top 8ing. I wonder if now's a good time to sell these.
To not play it.
I also ran Ajani's Pride Mate, I think, in my version of this list, but just as like another creature that could get huge alongside Sarah Ascendant.
So, getting your cats growing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that cat junk just gets out of control, yep. So. Sweet list, man. I'm glad you pointed that out, Ruben. That list is different. So, yeah, cool.
Like I said, I saw it. I honestly never saw it. I figured you guys, the Modern bunch probably have played it or whatever, but it caught me. I was like, this is dope.
Yeah.
So, really the other deck that we see here, there's a couple other lists that are pretty much what we have seen. There's a Scape Shift. You all usually see a Scape Shift list here and there. This one, nothing really cute. He does not run the Primeval Titans, which I think is a mistake, because I think
like
you just want to have a fatty.
I like the other list with Primeval Titan and no Scape Shift.
Yeah. I like the one with all the Prime Times and the Emrakul's. Emrakul's just better.
I like Ricardo's list, but I know, I mean, that's not really Scapeship. This is Scapeship.
This is definitely Scapeship. I think it's good though for it to get the dig through times, because every time I've played it, I always end up getting screwed to where I can never find my Scapeship, and I ended up getting.
Dig does add to this. Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't run a cruise, but. Just cause all your little, he doesn't
know.
Really...
You're either a dig guy or you're a cruise guy.
He's not really filling his yard.
Yeah, he's
he
not
doesn't
really...
have a bunch of cheap spells. Really.
Not sure if y'all played Scapeshift, but it's a control deck through and through.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're gonna get there, but how often can you catch? I don't know. I like dig through time in this list.
I think
that.
Dig's better because it's all.
This is much more of a dig deck. He's running like no fetches outside of four Misties. Yeah.
Yeah, it's only four Misties. That's it.
Yeah. So I just don't think this. I think dig through time is what this deck wants because it's not card quantity per se. Like in a Delver deck or that Goyf deck where like every card is super powerful and you draw three cards like. You know, at least, you know, one or two of them are probably really good. Dig through time, like, is what this deck wants, where it just makes sure you hit what you need. It's about, like, card selection, not quantity.
Yeah, so what do you think about the split that he has with the two main Pyroclasms against the two Anger of the Gods?
Where I don't see Anger of the Gods.
Yes, two gods, two, in the board. Two Angers in the board.
Oh, in the board.
Do you think that's right?
I like Pyroclasm's cheaper.
Yeah, Pyroclasm's cheaper.
I mean, it's
cheaper.
Really good.
But does it deal with
I mean, it depends how worried about Infinity are you. How worried about, fuck, man. Really, I guess, I don't know. I don't know how, I don't think Pyroclasm is that much really better than Anger of the Gods right now.
Yeah, I think Anger's probably a little bit better with everybody on Pod. And of course, they're not going to do anything about Pod because there's still different stuff in the meta everywhere.
Or
so,
Proc, Martyr Proc combo, man.
Yeah, was he expecting the one guy? Like, I'm expecting this one guy in the top eight. Fuck this dude on the main deck of this shit.
I'm running because Anger wrecks that deck. So, yeah, that's pretty bad. I'm a fan of Anger of the Gods. I don't know, man. I that's a good question. Not sure. Listeners, let us know what you would do. Pyroclasm or Anger mainboard here. He's got two pyros. If you're worried about quick starts, I don't know.
Quick starts.
Maybe he was worried about goblin guides and shit. I don't know.
I'm always worried about goblin guides. That shit wrecks.
Yeah. So, I mean, gotta be ready for it.
So moving on, guys. We got the next list. We have a junk deck. We have Tarmogoyfs, Liliana's, Siege Rhinos. Seems
Lingering
pretty good.
Souls.
Duresses,
yeah, four Siege Rhinos. Four of them.
It's good. I like it.
Again.
I like it.
I'd rather see Thragtusk. I miss Thragtusk. I just have such an affinity for Thragtusk. Like, I want to build this list and play Thragtusk in its place.
You're going to play four Thragtusks?
It's so bad in Modern. Just because. Just be like, hey Matt, fuck you. I ran four Thragtusks and went 1-4.
Yeah, but dude, it leaves you a body. It's just all the value. All the value.
It leaves stuff behind.
Brian,
man.
you should be the man to break Modern and with four Thragtusks.
With the four swag tusk deck.
Yeah. Listen, I heard stories of people bringing Thragtusks to Jersey, so.
I mean, I'm a fan, so.
So that's what we got.
I did actually see Thragtusk in a Legacy sideboard recently.
What was it, the Pod guy?
I don't know. It was a one of in somebody's deck. I don't know. He seemed okay with it. I didn't get to see it in action or anything, but obviously he liked it. So yeah. So that was GP.
It was an altered one with like swag tusks with a chain and fucking.
Oh yeah, and the hat, the douchebag hat. Yeah. So that was GP Madrid. Congrats, Gershinson. However you fucking say that. As Ruben just mentioned the other GP over Jazzy.
The GP.
So Legacy. So I'm not too excited about this. What do you got here?
Yeah, come on, man. You had over 4,000 people showing up, which made the largest Legacy GP ever. They were saying they were going to get like 5,000 people and stuff, but I didn't think that was going to happen.
One of the biggest, it was like the sixth GP of all
time? It was something like fifth or sixth biggest of whatever, but in terms for Legacy, it was the biggest. So, listen, I had a lot of friends go up there, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people from the posse were up there. And it was fun to watch, man. Especially day two. Day two was extremely fun to watch.
Yeah, there was a guy from the posse that made day two, right?
Yeah, we had Jason made day two. And Matt, what did he make day two with? Do you know?
He was running slivers.
Fucking slivers.
He day two'd with slivers?
Day two'd with slivers.
Get out.
I saw a post this guy made where he said the look on his opponent's faces and the reactions when he got when he dropped a turn one cavern and said slivers. That he got reactions and people were actually hanging around after their matches to be able to watch him play. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, no, that
fucking
was awesome
sick.
When I read it.
Shout out to him, man. Yeah, for so Jason big Roscoe. Stack and doing something different. Yeah, Jason that, Roscoe, that's my homeboy too.
Jason Roscoe, and you know what, Jason, I because this is awesome, you day two, we're gonna spit out the list here. It was 4 Crystalline Sliver, 2 Darkheart Sliver, 4 Gale Rider Sliver, 4 Hibernation Sliver, 3 Muscle Slivers, 4 Predatory Sliver, 4 Sinos fucking Sliver, 1 Sinus Wing Sliver, 4 Aether Vial, 4 Brainstorm, 2 Days, 4 Force of Will, and you know, he had the Sliver Hives, and fucking Mutavault, and in his sideboard he had 2 Ashen Riders, 2 Darkheart Sliver, 2 Fluster Storm, 2 Harmonic Sliver, 4 Relic of Progenitus, and this is the spiciness. When I saw this, I started to die laughing. Thalia was in the sideboard.
So wait. Did I just hear
good tech in that list, man.
Did I just hear Ashen Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, was that, dude, you have to let us know. Was that just a troll? Like,
I think
you just
hilarious.
Have some, did you just have some stuff
Jason,
sitting around
get
where
back,
like,
get back to us on this, man, because we need
it gets
to know,
that late.
Is that a troll?
Does it get
and
that
it's
late?
Not even a, and he's not running any reanimate or anything, like.
Are you just gonna take an Aether Vial up or just be like, whatever it is, an Archon, be like, cavern on just Archon? What?
Yeah. Might as well. That's dope, dude. That's dope. So shout out to him, man.
Congratulations.
That's sweet, dude. So hell yeah, Jason. Good ups there. Was there any deck that other than Jason's that?
Well, there was a bunch of like cool stuff there. We kind of they did like a deck tech. Well, first off, you know what? Let me start here. SCG did like an awesome job on coverage. Let me just say that WotC needs to get their heads out their ass and bring on fucking Patrick Sullivan and Cedric Phillips. And you know what? Let's bring – fuck it. You can bring Matthias too. Fuck it.
No.
Yes, dude. There's awesome nothing job. Wrong with that, man.
Dude.
Okay, Ryan.
No.
Ryan,
believe it when I say it. He was awesome on coverage this weekend. I'll give
Matthias props because he goes on Magic the Amateuring, and I love what they do over there. And he's been a guest on that show a couple times, and he is also a teacher by trade. So I got to respect him for that.
Yeah,
so.
The guys, they were on their A game.
Nice.
It was like super props to those guys. SCG, you know, we give them a lot of shit for like, you know, the shit, the way that they, their prices and everything. But if they're spending it on like what they did on coverage, you know, that was awesome. They did deck primers, like little 1 minute things where they talked about like they had like either Todd Anderson or one of their guys talk about like one of the main decks of, you know, of the format. So like whatever, Brad Nelson might talk about the Eden show and tell you how it works and, you know, the main cards in it or.
Yeah, Todd yeah, Anderson I saw that.
About miracles or some shit. So whatever, there was like 10 of them and that was dope.
It all SCG writers that ended up getting it?
Yeah, well, you know, because they were primers, so they had all their guys talk about, you know, whatever deck, you know.
Basically,
deck
this
in the
is
format.
Sneak and Show. Yeah. You either play Sneak Attack or Show and Tell, and
exactly.
Then your opponent
yeah.
can
then
see.
Play Emrakul and or Grizzlebrand.
Except they weren't robotic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was dope. They also did this, like, sideboard thing where they had two guys and they like questioned them about, you know, the decks in the format, what they thought on Treasure Cruise and things, you know, what was the best non-Delver deck or what was the best Delver deck and stuff of that nature. And you got like, you know, you had like Brian Brondulin and CVM and you saw their like playfulness together. And then you had Tom LaRosse Boss with, you know, with Brad Nelson and, you know, them going back and forth. Mike Segrist, and I forgot the dude he was with, but Segrist was really good on that, and the other dude was really good answering those questions. They were really good on that. So SEG, they did their thing there.
Nice. All right, well, their shout deck out
techs
to them.
Were also awesome. Usually I'm not a big fan of Nick Miller, but
he's so awkward and creepy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a weirdo, man.
But
would
decks,
you let him be? He's one of those dudes that goes on one date with a chick and like is in love with her. He's that, like, he's one of those dudes. Like, I guarantee it.
But if she went ass to mouth on you, would you be good?
No. No, dude, I couldn't, I, that's, to me, is nasty, man. Like, I don't even want to see that shit. If you do that, like, I'm sorry, man. And I'm not, I prefer pussy over the butthole any day.
Stink
so.
Before stink, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I love the puss, so.
Puss, so. That's what you'd call it to a kid, man. Be like, now don't show your puss.
Hey, it's whatever. But yeah,
the conversations we have to have with our children, huh? Fuck.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So the deck techs were good. There was a lot of different decks. There was this Helminator deck that they did a deck tech on that was dope. Actually, Feline Longmore actually played a different version of High Tide. She played Reset Tide. That was cool.
What is that?
It's basically, it's High Tide, but she's like playing, Dig Through Time in the deck, along with like four resets.
Ugh.
So basically,
why are you,
you
changing
combo,
on us, Feline? Why are you changing on us, girl?
You know,
just do your thing.
And her explanation in the deck tech, like, watch the, if you get a chance, guys, pull up the deck tech. It was cool because this version, I guess was kind of more exciting in the fact that it combos off on the other player's turn, like on your opponent's turn. So just the
okay,
way that,
that's dope.
Yeah, the way that I like, you know, imagined it was just like, just wrecking that's somebody dope. On their own tour, on their own turn is dope. So, and she also played like three Snapcaster Mage, which was like different for, you know, for, especially for her who never ever plays a creature in her decks. So that was cool.
Nice.
But, you know, we
anything
had,
else
well,
happen?
In there, we had what I called last week was the best deck in the format was this Jeskai Stoneblade deck with Young Peasies in there. And that was the whole thing was taken down by BBD. And he beat my boy, Mr. Infect himself, Tom the Boss Ross, in the finals.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good, yeah, he just beat,
you know why Ross lost, right?
No,
he only had one Treasure Cruise in his deck, and
yeah,
he
had four.
So.
All aboard!
Listen, clearly BBD was favored in this matchup.
Nah, clearly.
This is just, dude, to be honest, I feel like, Stoneforge Mystic is just a bad matchup for Infect, period. Like, just, you land that, you get Jite, and you say good game to your opponent. Like, Ross has got to, he's got to kill him extremely fast and hope for no disruption, and that's just not possible in a deck running fucking four Force of Wills, two Spell Pierce, you know.
Yeah,
fucking,
I just think that usually,
two
because
Pyroblast,
when you watch Tom, like, play, he's usually, like, really, like patient and he'll wait someone out. I don't know if you can do that against the Jeskai Stoneblade or GTAs or whatever. Like you're not going to get to pick your
spot.
Yeah,
you can't
there.
Bluff them. You can't
yeah,
bluff them. I
it's
I think,
not happening.
Especially BBD. Doesn't he run pretty much, Esper or Stoneforge variants
well,
most
yeah,
of the time
yeah.
anyway?
Yeah, he
yeah,
did for
it's
a while
his
and
bag.
Then he went on to play the countertop with Stoneforge in the damn deck. So,
basically,
or miracles, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah,
yeah
he has
mean,
a hard on.
He's
for
got
Stone
a core
Forge.
Fetish. That's cool. core chicks are hot, bro.
So the last thing I want to talk about here is the fact that SCG had like 21,000 like viewers at one point.
Yeah, that's
over 21,000 viewers at one point.
Crazy.
I want to say. I was supposed to play in an event and I didn't want to leave because I wanted to keep watching. And at one point, I think I saw it was like at like 21-3 or something like that, which is crazy.
Wow.
That is insane. Yeah.
But and they say Legacy is dead.
I don't know necessarily that it's Legacy because if you look at some of these decks like this, Blue Red Delver deck by Dan Jordan, a lot of this is basically looking like a modern deck. I mean, he pops in the Volcanic Islands, but his forces. Land bases, and he throws in, what, Dazes and Forces and, what, Pyroblast Brainstorm. Like, that's...
Yeah, that's a huge... That's way that's, off, though. That's a lot of fucking
and
cards.
It's really, though, the spell package is pretty much right on. All he does is replace other counter spells with the better ones.
So, yeah, so similar. This guy...
Unbanned Stoneforge. We need the Mystic and Modern.
No, the fuck we don't.
I don't think it's that nutty.
Dude, play... Have you not
There's no played? Skull Clamp, like... I don't know, man. I
don't know.
Don't unban it. They won't.
I wouldn't.
It was too dumb.
You guys think that's a bad call? I'm sorry. I'm just a big fan for unbanning, like, all the crazy shit and seeing what happens.
Unban Jace, too, while we're at it. Fuck it.
I think that's a good call, too.
You're the guy saying that they should ban Treasure.
No.
No, I can wait. Yes.
I haven't said that. Have I said that?
Yes.
In modern it may be bannable, but it's not in Legacy, bro. In Legacy it's fine.
I thought you were because you said unban fucking Stoneforge in modern, so I'm thinking I'm like, how are you going to say unban?
I'm talking modern. I have the hiccups. Treasure Cruise, man, is we talked about this on Pittance the last couple weeks. Like, Angelo doesn't think it should be banned. A lot of people think it should be banned. I'm more and more getting into the camp that it's ban worthy in modern.
I don't say ban. I say restrict it. There's no restricted list in modern.
And why not? That's a good point. Why not a restricted list? Why not?
Super fucking props to my boy Matt Hoover. I've never heard that before.
Dude, why not go ahead and put restrict is what? Put it to one, right? So
yeah.
Why not go ahead and let Ponder and whatever Preordain, those kind of things. A one of is not gonna hurt things that bad. Now I think if you get into the point where there's definitely cards that I think should not be in the format, like all the freaking artifact cards, all the basically artifact stuff that they have banned, those I'm good with those being gone because Affinity's quick enough as it is.
Yeah, that would be insane to unban those.
But, I mean, go ahead and try just restricting some stuff. Take it off the ban list, just put it to restricted, see how it plays out. It's not going to change that much. There's enough variety.
Yeah, I think Cruise is becoming a problem in modern, but we'll see. It didn't, obviously, the GP results that we got from Madrid don't show it. The Spaniards aren't on the party boat, but
Madrid didn't show it at all.
So, that's true, even though it was won by a deck with four of them, but. So also of note at the GP, someone got a supposed like $25,000 collection stolen.
Yeah,
counterfeits.
They're right, not counterfeits. Matt, quit trolling us.
So Matt trolled us today and said, no, it was like all counterfeits, and we were like, really? Fuck, that's crazy.
It's a whole lot of fucking counterfeits, man.
Not counterfeits. Stop. Yeah. Knock it off.
Seriously, like this dude, like it's messed up. Like he said, he was like 40 feet away at a vendor, and he asked, fuck, man. Oh,
I'm sorry, but you don't. I know he doesn't need to hear it, and I'm sure he feels shitty enough about it, but come on, bro. You can't walk 40 feet with $25,000 worth of
Yeah, he said he had his friend, like, watching it or whatever, and then I don't know how the hell his friend lost track of all this stuff, and maybe his friend is in on it. Yeah, I don't know. But what I thought was kind of fucked up about the whole situation.
How does someone get away with that? I mean, I imagine this had to be multiple
binders. Well, what he
said
was he had like his Legacy deck and someone took the deck out of the box and put like their limited deck in there.
So wait, it was the deck that was stolen, not...
No, it was the deck amongst other cards, but he says specifically the deck. The deck was in a box and they took the cards out and put like their limited deck in there.
Dude, cool. Go into your next round, open up your fucking, all the fucking dual deck, all the dual lands and shit, and all your fetches, all your fucking Jaces and everything, Force of Wills, all of a sudden, like,
what
fucking garbage ass
comments. Man, whoever... I mean, whoever shit, was, what's man. Amazing is that the Vintage Championships or whatever... That was just recently, what was that, like a few weeks ago or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently nothing was stolen. In fact, it was reported that someone left a deck on the table, and within 5 minutes it had been turned into basically the announcer's
table. Listen,
that's
a different character of person. Honestly, if you have a Vintage deck that's worth fucking, I don't know, $10,000-$20,000, I'm quite sure you're looking out for your fellow man there. You're a better person than most people.
I mean, we're talking a deck that supposedly also had beta power in it, from what it said. So, I don't need to tell you how expensive beta power is.
Yeah, that's insane.
They're not making that stuff anymore.
But really quick, off of this story, I kind of felt bad for the dude because, like, it's posted on Reddit, and then people are just, like, going off on
him. Just a bunch of assholes. Victim blaming.
I was just like, yeah.
Just victim blaming. Fuck you guys. You'd feel like shit, too. Like, the guy knows. He made a dumb move, like, you know, he doesn't need chastised about it. Like, it's a shitty thing, and we don't, what your concern should be, and what your rude comment should be about is the asshole that stole it, and how we don't need those people around, man. We don't want those people around, like, and the fact that someone got his collection stolen, like, that hurts all of us, man. And it ruins the credibility for the entire community. You know what I mean?
People go to these events expecting thieves, and legitimately, they have a real reason to believe it, though, because there's too many shitty people out there. But why, I mean, I didn't read anything about it. I am all about giving the person shit who stole it, but I would never leave something that valuable sitting around. Like, if I go to an event, I'm going to have, like, a backpack or something with me with fucking, like, locks on it, if it's a deck of value. No, like, legitimately, you can get those little fucking padlocks or whatever for a backpack. Or just a little
that
fucking...
That ain't gonna stop someone, though. But they need... Man. They need better ways. Like, almost like, I would think, like, have numbers on your wristband corresponding to stickers that you could place all over your binders and stuff.
Yeah, but if someone sees your fucking box and is able to slip out your deck and put in a limited deck, like, there's no amount of stickers that's gonna fix that. You know?
Yeah, true. It's just... It's unfortunate, so... That was GP Jersey, though. Check out the next episode of Pit Imps for a lot of, like, in-depth coverage on that. We're going to get into it pretty hard. It is a Legacy GP, so you know those guys, you know, boners for Legacy and whatnot, so I don't get it. I don't get the fascination, but it's whatever.
All right, so really quick, before we transition off to the together, you said you don't see the fascination. Just imagine you want Stoneforge. Fuck, man.
Dude, are you going to die on this?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, you want the Stoneforge in Modern. That's the fascination. Just imagine being able to play with that bitch all the time.
That's true.
It.
I mean, Legacy is just... I'm sorry, it's stale format to me. I mean, I was amazed at this top 8 to see, like, a standstill deck, and in fact, like...
Listen, you had 4,000 people there. You had people bringing... Like, I saw... pictures in some of my Facebook groups of people playing their standard decks over there. So
yeah,
people
crazy.
Are just having fun.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. Yeah, it was crazy. A lot of, you know, fun to watch. Tom Ross and BBD are friends. In fact, they stayed in the same hotel room. So for them to end up in the finals together, pretty fucking sweet. Check out replays and coverage of that. I will post links in the show notes. We're back to the segment brought to us by listener Adam Keener, Pit Scorpion, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Adam. But we got around the table. We're doing Ruben this week.
Little old me.
Good old
Ruben,
boy.
If he can survive through this. We got some questions for you, basically. We'll go around the table and find out, you know, who the fuck is Ruben, what makes him tick, basically. Let's start, Matt. I think we should start with the listener questions first.
Absolutely.
Colton, you sent us in, you know, you sent us some generic stuff, buddy. I'm going to give you some shit. Cause I love Colton. I mean, Colton goes way back, man, way back, on the Posse page. So we're allowed to give him shit. Colton, you're a brother enough to, you know, fuck with us, man. You could have thrown us some jazz, buddy. Could have thrown us some jazz. These were pretty vanilla.
Very, very vanilla, but you know what? It was an email. It was finally a listener email.
Man, fucking Colton's the shit, man.
All right,
fucking
guys.
Shit.
Shout out to Colton.
What do we got? What do we got from Posse Brother there? What do we got?
So, first off, Ruben, how and when did you start playing Magic?
That's a good question. See?
Yeah, actually a good question. I started playing during Revised. Back in good old 1994, I'm from Harlem, so back then we had a lot of legal numbers. I don't know if anybody's familiar with like the Maya Lansky and Bumpy Johnson illegal fucking lotto number thing. So you have a lot of like storefronts for that shit. And this guy who was into that, you know, had a comic shop for his son. His son was into like fucking, playing, what was the name of that? Vampire the Masquerade. And yeah. So anyway, I wanted to play Vampire the Masquerade. They wouldn't let me. Finally, there was a card game coming out for it called Jihad. Yeah, the owner's son wanted it. He ordered it, got Magic the Gathering instead, was pretty pissed about it, and was like, you know what? You want to play this? I said, yeah. And yeah, I was like 13 years old, and I started playing Magic.
That's pretty sweet, man. Like, being able to play on the OG shit.
Yeah, man. It was dope. I mean, because one of the things was, the way I got paid was, when I was in the shop, like, sweeping or whatever, at the end of the day, I got, like, a comic book or a pack of cards. So then I would just take fucking, like, Magic cards every day. I would take one pack. And
fuck yeah, man.
Shit, man.
That's the way to go, man. Earn your keep. Sweep our floors. I'll give you a comic book.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, because the deliveries, when I would go, you know, the old people would just give me, like, tips, like a quarter or 50 cents or whatever it was. So I'd come home with, like, you know, nice pocket change. But yeah. I was really excited at the end of the day to get my Magic cards or my comic books or whatever.
Sweet, so man. That's sweet. Awesome. Awesome.
So all on right, and so off for the last 20 years.
Got that right, man. It's one of those addictions, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so next question we got, still from Colton. He got a few more here. The next one is, how has Magic impacted your life?
Man.
Money!
yeah. Magic has taken a lot of money from me. No, seriously. You know, I'm like, I guess I'm seriously competitive, you know, whether it's in athletics or whatever. And Magic just... it allowed me to be just super competitive and still like have an imagination about things, I guess, you know, cause we were in imaginary world and I could just put together whatever the fuck I wanted. You know,
I can be anything.
Exactly.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Now it's fucking impacted my life, I guess, because now I can pass it on to kids and shit, and so that's dope.
Nice. Good question.
All right, so this one kind of threw me off. What is it like living in the ass crack of America?
Wait, is this from Colton
Phil? He's got a couple more after this.
Fuck it. It's New York. I don't know what else to say.
Aren't y'all like the armpit and like the South is the ass crack?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I thought.
I thought Jersey was all that, but whatever.
I thought Texas was the ass crack and
or Arizona.
Yeah. One of those, but weird.
So
Colton doesn't like New York, I guess.
Obviously. I don't think I blame him. That's too fucking cold up there. But favorite kind of deck to play?
I'm Gruul Daddy. Red, green, smash 'em, burn 'em. That's my favorite kind of deck.
Good man. So, on a side note from that, what's your favorite deck of all time that you've played, constructed Magic-wise?
Damn it, you're stealing my questions, Colton. Fuck.
No, this was me. This one was me right here.
Ah, you dick. You knew I was going to ask that.
Oh, I did?
As you guys know, for however long we've all known each other, I like to brew. My favorite deck that I ever brewed was a Naya Blink deck, which later became what I called Sith Naya with Undying Evil. And I lost to 3 people, I believe, with that deck in relevant places, and one which was Kevin Jones. And whenever I took that somewhere for something, I was winning a box or whatever I was doing. That was my thing. That was my deck, man. Thragtusk, Restoration Angel, fucking Huntmaster of the Fells.
Makes me dirty.
Tables. Yeah, just one Conjurer's Closet, Blade Splicer. You know,
that was definitely my deck. The time I stopped playing about that time. and I'm glad I did.
I played Cloud Shift, four Cloud Shifts. Yes, four Cloud Shifts.
Good on you, Ruben.
My spell package, it was four Cloud Shifts and one Conjurer's Closet. With two
bonfires.
On top of
the Restoration Angels?
Yeah, on top of the Restoration Angels. I was blinking something out. Like
Cloud Shift was criminally underplayed, bro.
Yeah, it was insane. Like
nobody played that card, and that was a very good way to dodge removal.
Yep.
That was my shit. Like I said, I believe, honestly, so I think I only lost three.
You
matches.
Love to molest Thragtusk.
I love
you're
to molest
us.
My Thragtusk.
Get the fuck out. Come back. Get the fuck out. Get back. Come on.
Yeah.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
It's all right. I still love you.
Keep leaving little babies behind. Oh, man.
So the last question from Colton. Who has the best pair of titties in the world?
My wife. They cost like $20,000, man.
Better be good titties.
Shit. Listen, man. When I grab them shits, it's like I'm holding somebody's car.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, yeah. Listen, wife is a bad bitch, and she has expensive titties.
I just love, as a guy, like, just love boobs. Like, I couldn't even call that. I couldn't even answer that question. I love Megan Six, but just love boobs.
Dude, it's a man thing.
I mean, fuck, just tits.
Dude, it doesn't matter. Like,
that's why we say when something is dope, that's the tits.
I like small tits, medium tits, big tits, like.
Saggy, perky, whatever. Saggy, you still want to see them, right?
I mean. Sure, why not?
Thank you.
Why not, yeah.
So, my wife is, speaking of tit stories, I came home the other day and we were sitting there at dinner. And so my wife was like, yeah, so you know that girl at work that I told you got a boob job? I was like, yeah. She was like, so I touched him today. I was like, fuck yeah. She was like, no, don't get too excited. I wasn't like squeezing on him and groping her. She was like, it was more like just a poke to see what they're like.
You should have been like, you really had to fuck that up for me? Like,
leave it alone?
Can I give you a tip though? You know, the next step, Matt, is being like, so you should hang out with this girl. Like,
we're not done.
Okay.
So then I proceed to start talking and make sure I shut up. So. For next thing I do, I'm like, well, I want to feel him too. Like, oh,
that's good.
I mean, legitimately, there's so many different kinds that they make and how they're put in. There's a lot of different factors with some boob jobs. So
a lot of ways
I just want to feel them. Then it turned into, well, fuck, I just want to feel some titties. Well, whatever. Hers, yours, mine, whatever. Fucking. So, yeah, boobs. All right, guys.
Titties.
Shout out to boobs.
It's a good thing. Yep.
Shout out to boobs.
So we got a couple more questions. I posted on our Facebook page. Got some responses really quick.
Yeah, we just posted. Dude, y'all should have posted this hours ago.
It's only been like an hour, and it's already gone off the fucking charts.
Nice.
With stupidity and trolling. And, you know. So, whatever. It's us. We're kind of used to that.
Yeah,
so,
this is true.
On a scale of, this is from John Hullion. I'm probably pronouncing your name wrong. Let me know. I don't care.
What page is this from? Is this from Posse or Exile?
This is Cast from Exile Facebook page.
Okay.
No, I don't think we have gotten any response on the Pidems page, but oh well, it happens. So this is from John Hullion. I pronounced it wrong again. Whatever. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you physically attracted by the animal sexual magnetism of Sid Meister?
Of Sid?
You sounded disgusting. That was fucking awesome.
Sid.
So that's a you, bro.
Listen.
I mean, there's a certain animal magnetism about him. This can't be denied.
It can't be denied. I'm just saying, like, he's the star of the show, and I'm low-level talent. I don't really think of him in that way, because I know I can never, like, get him. So that's the way it goes.
The way it goes. Keeping it real.
It's what it is. It is what it is.
Putting a number on this, damn it. 1 to 10.
3.
Oh. Not his type. Not his type.
So, when is Sid going to say something offensive? Worthy of a hate mail. This is by Corey, by the way.
I don't know. He says something offensive all the fucking time to
us. I don't know what
on our private messages. we might have to make those things public.
We're
and maybe he'll get some hate mail.
Dude, we're just gonna have to like this put this huge fucking list of all of our fucking conversation.
Yeah.
And definitely edit some of that shit out.
Yeah, we're gonna have to put out the transcripts of our conversations we have and shit.
Yeah, Ruben's Siri fucking screwed up messages.
Yeah, that bitch never really listens to me.
On a serious note, when did you decide to get your boy into magic? And was that a serious discussion with the Mima? I guess he's trying to say Mama, M-E-M-A, Mima.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you drunk, Corey? Corey.
He probably is. He's probably having him a nice steak and shit and a nice beer.
Big ass.
I don't know. I think he started playing around 4 years ago. I mean, in terms of like my daughter, I started like, she's nine. I started playing her, giving her a deck around when she was like seven. So that was like 2 years ago. And it was just something, honestly, it was a selfish move because, I wasn't able to play sometimes and I was like, fuck it. I want to play at home and let me teach my boy. And that was it. I didn't need to talk to the wife about it. I just did it.
All right. Good on you. I'm actually my son.
It's a good game. You know, it teaches a lot of skills, man. It's not like the worst thing your kid can
do.
There's
cognitive thinking. There's math in it. There's a bunch of other shit. You know,
strategic, man.
Yes. Everything. You have to make quick decisions or whatever. It's like, you know, it's, I always say it's like chess and cards or something. Because we'll play chess here, we'll play video games, you know, it's all the same in terms of that, but in terms of like just games, but you're teaching them a lot of shit, man.
Absolutely.
A lot of moving parts in the game.
And a lot of good skills. I mean, social skills as well.
Well, one of the things that I'm very proud about is that like my boy is, you know, he's socially like, you know, I guess ahead of the curve. I don't know how to fucking say it, but sure, he's not introverted. And I think that we need that in the game. We need dudes with personalities and stuff like that. And I think he's one of those.
Most definitely.
He's one of those.
More Ari
kids.
Lax, as you say. More
hey, you know what? Yeah. 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 You know what? Yeah. More. Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. That's true. You know,
there like we go.
You know, he's not someone who's going to sit there in a corner and stink, you know?
Yeah. So. Good question though from Corey. You know, for all the magic dads out there listening and shit. And Corey has posted interest before trying to get his kids in the game and try different stuff. I know he's, you know, his daughter's not too into it. He's looked for different avenues there. And
oh,
we had a thread going a while back on that.
Let me talk about that really quick. Corey, same thing. I mean, same thing happened with me with my daughter. What I did was I built her an old girl Boros deck. There's nothing but chicks in there. And she was excited about that. And that's how she kinda, I got her into it little by little. Like, oh, look at this girl. Look what she can do. When she swings with two other girls, she gets +2/+2. You know, I did all that stuff. And that's how little by little I reeled her in like that. And that's why she plays. And I mean, right now she'll only play with either her girl deck or her Pegasus deck. But guess what? She's playing Magic. So
nice.
Good on you. I am in your boat. My daughter is actually in kindergarten, and she's known the rules here for a year or two now at this point, not necessarily the whole reading thing, but
that's sweet.
The math thing, here or there, she'll know which numbers are bigger, that kind of deal, so we have to kind of talk things through. But she told me before she went back down to Florida after the end of the summer, I was like, well, what do you want to play? I want to make a fairy deck. I was like, oh, fuck. No.
Tinkerbell. So, she was Tinkerbell.
So basically, I'm thinking I'm just going to use like the little one drop like sprites and shit to where it's just a bunch of little quick things to get out and then like some bounce spells and card draw. Like, you got to keep it basic whenever kids start. You don't want to be like, reman that shit, cryptic, get rid, do everything, do all things.
Keep it simple. See, I like, what kind of Ruben was saying with the idea like themes. You know what I mean? You build a real simple, straightforward, like, goblin deck or something, or a knight deck, or...
My son, he is all about elves and vampires.
There you go. Matt, you got any other...
Yeah, we got actually a couple more. We actually got quite a bit of response in a really short time. Good on you, everybody. So, we got old Big Tuna getting at us.
Big Tuna!
Tuna! Are you kidding me?
Big Tuna is a super ambitious guy.
Tuna! What's up, Tuna? We gonna have some tuna for dinner?
I'm so horny. Okay, I can't help you with that. Oh, I think you can, Big Tuna.
For those of you that don't know, Big Tuna is our show nickname for listener Braden Defoe.
Who rocks the greatest shirts in the world.
One of the greatest shirts maybe ever, maybe known to man. Shirt ever sewn together, ever created. It is.
Best shirt known to man.
It's amazing. It's
where
amazing.
Do we get that shirt?
I don't even like tuna fish.
Where do we get that shirt? That's what I want to know. That's going to be our fucking shirt.
Ask him that.
Yeah, Braden, like, where the fuck
he
you
is
got going
to get on this show, too. He's expressed interest. He's someone I've talked to, but I haven't come on here. Big Tuna, we're going to get you on here. He's all the way up in some fucking crazy part of Canada, though, or something. And he works weird hours, man, so we'll have to work something out. I told him we might do a weekend recording or something one time, try to get him on. So
yeah, anything to get the tuna on. I'm with
you. Anything to get the tuna. So what was Tuna's question?
So what he wants to know is, do you do any PTQ grinding where you're at? Like, if so, how many do you do in area as far as, like, what kind of big names do you have? Just kind of what all you have going on in your area and what you kind of get into.
Ooh, is he trying to check your credential? He's trying to check credentials, Braden.
No.
He's trying to check. Get the fuck out of here. We're all nobodies.
You have to, you know, sometimes you just have to stare a man down and see where he's
Ruben's
at.
Ruben's on the pro tour, don't you know? He's on the pro tour this year. Jesus, man.
I in terms of, like, IQs and PTQs and GPs and stuff like that, a lot of times, because the wife and I, we have 5 kids, we have football and soccer and fucking cheer and all this crazy shit, dance and basketball. So I don't really get to do the weekend stuff. Plus I work overnight. So, like whenever I get to play probably like once a week, and it's like one of 4 stores. It's either Undiscovered Realms, Third Universe up here in Westchester, and in the city where I work, 20-Sided Die and Uncommons. Depending on the day, what they're doing, where, you know, I might have to go to work straight from there. So I just play mostly in, like, little events now. But, yeah, I was doing, you know, I guess before all that, whenever I could get to an IQ or whatever, I would do that. Yeah, that's it.
Sweet. All right, and then last one we got from David Schmuck.
David Schmuck.
He has a feeling about his last name. He likes it. And what are you going to do about it? Nothing. Good on you, sir. I like that.
Schmuck,
I like
man.
That.
We like his I like his last name, too.
Yeah, so, me too.
So he knows that we're not PC, you know, because, yeah, that's cool. What's your limit when it comes to sensitive words? He knows that there's words. I'm not going to say the words because, you know, that thing, Ryan. Yeah. So,
Me?
No. So,
I'm not sensitive what are your, to any fucking words.
So, what are your feelings? There was a guy that apparently got fired that was writing on SCG because of people being sensitive. What are your thoughts on it?
What word did the guy use? Did he use a...
A maggot? Only not a...
Really?
Yeah.
Who was
okay,
that?
Well,
was that Mark Nestico? Because I can see that from him all the time from when him answering people.
He said the guy Alex Hinckley on his Twitter account, he used the F bomb. That's not the duck.
Whatever, man. Well, that's just unfucking unprofessional.
Yeah, see that
right?
That right there.
If you're writing for a professional website, like, come on, that's hate speech.
I'm not really I'm not sensitive to any of that stuff. I'm more. I mean, I guess I just don't like the internet gangsters. That's when I get, you know, whatever. But
you mean the underground dojo keyboard cage fighters,
dude? Their T-shirts, man, that's insane. They actually have T-shirts now for all that. No,
for like the UD.
I grew up where I got called all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm like, you know, biracial, so none of that shit bothers me at all. The only time I guess that it would be something like that, like, you know, he's a professional, he's a writer. You should never ever do. It's like if you're an athlete. Guess what? You get paid to do something, and when fans who pay the tickets to see you, you know, curse you out or whatever, just take it. That's so. I felt the same way for this writer. Like, you should never ever call somebody, you know, that word or whatever because they're getting at you. That's ridiculous.
That's just retarded. That's just retarded.
Yeah,
bro.
Like you're.
I don't even understand that.
You're a public figure, man. Like, you know.
You're in a position, you know that your image is part of a company's image. It's like the company I work for. I cannot say the name of the company I work for on public images. I work for a delivery company. That's the extent of it. And if I put
rhymes
them on
with
blast,
red decks, right?
Yeah, if he puts them on blast, he's fine.
No. Wait, yes, that company. That way it'll get away from, dude. Yeah.
I don't get what his question was. I think David was trying to troll us into saying some words.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
If you're not getting us to say it, man, we're gonna take it the serious route. Yeah, I don't.
There's
really
words
like
we don't like.
Yeah, there's words we won't use ever.
There's words we can't use, but then there's stuff that, I mean, it just makes sense not to use it. You don't want to. People are gonna get butt hurt over stupid things, but at the same time, you have to be somewhat PC when it comes to certain issues. Being PC,
the N-word. I'm not gonna be throwing that around. A, because I'm a white dude, but the places I've been from and where I'm from and grew up, like, I've seen white people using that word, not in a racist way, but as like I'm one of the, like my whole life, you know what I mean? But I don't use that word. I'm just not someone that uses that word. Yeah, Matt, where you're from, they use it in kind of white folks use that word in a different way.
They use
the way you were talking about your area too. It all depends on the area. People, don't be idiots. Come on, girl.
Yeah. I mean, we're not, there's words, there's things we're not going to say, or, you know, we're not here to, I kind of have a reputation, I guess, for spreading the negativity, but we're here to keep it positive. We're staying positive. We ain't got no time
you?
For hate.
You? Negative?
So.
I've never heard
sponsor,
that shit
right?
before.
What? That's some bullshit. I'm 100% positive. We ain't got time for the negativity. I got a couple questions for you, Ruben. Favorite deck of all time?
That I didn't build?
Sure. Or that you played or whatever. I know you kind of already.
Okay, that I played Tom Ross's Infect deck. I was always a fan of Infect, and I think his Infect build, especially now with the one of, what is it, the Delve?
Treasure Cruise.
No, yeah. Not Treasure Cruise. No, Become Immense.
Oh, Become Immense. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to start the witch hunt on Tom Ross right now. He is way too, Tom Ross is way too consistent, bro. Two invitationals in a row. Oh, he starts every tournament at like 8-1, 8-0. I'm starting the witch hunt.
So are you going to watch all his videos and check
out? I'm going to watch all his videos.
Let's get everybody on it. Let's get Reddit on it. Huh?
Start collecting it. Let's get Reddit on it. Tom Ross, buddy, we're coming for you. Witch hunt's begun. I went to get a beer, so I don't know if I missed this question, but favorite color?
Red.
Red. Okay. Pretty simple questions for me. That's all I got for you, buddy. Fucking A, we do have a look at my deck section this week. Look at your deck! Look at my deck! This is a sweet list. It is a red-green list sent to us. It's basically Sam Pardee's list. I guess he wants to make sure that we give him credit. I love me some Sam Pardee. I think he's one of the more underrated deck builders out there.
Yeah, me too.
I know a lot of people talk about his stuff, but I still think he's very underrated. I think he's hands down one of the best, if not the best pod builder on the planet. But, so this comes from him and got some tweaks on it by Michael, at Don't Hex Me Bro on Twitter. A longtime listener of the Pitimps, listener of us here. It's, Mike Chiapetta. I'm probably saying that wrong. Chiapetta.
I think it's Chiapetta.
That's Michael Chiapetta from Long Island, huh? I'll fucking kick your ass, huh? Michael, he sends us his coolest. So, we're going to throw it out here this week for you guys. So, I mean, when people, they show us what they're playing, we got to give them the love. This is a sweet list. So, one Crater's Claw, 4 Elvish Mystic. 3 Setessan Tactics. Ooh, I like that. Main board.
Mm-hmm.
Ball Z. So 3 Setessan Tactics, 4 Caryatids. Then we get into some funk. It gets spicy. This is, starting to look like, Caleb Durward's list a bit. We got, 4 Hornet's Nest, mm-hmm. 1 Reclamation Sage.
Yes.
I like the one of their 4 Corsair Cruffix. And, cause you gotta have the 4 of Coursers and 4 Court of Callings. So he's courting out them Hornet's Nest, he's courting out the Rex Sage, he's got some good tools. I'm telling you, man, running and getting a Hornet Nest is very, very good.
Yes. Instant speed, gotcha.
Super sweet. So, this is maybe the best core deck we got in Standard right now. I like this a lot. Yeah, he continues with an Ash Cloud Phoenix, 1 Chandra Pyromaster, a Nylea's Disciple,
two Pelucranos. Nylea's disciple, I also think, is a good call. It's one off here too. The one Nylea's disciple, two Pelucranos, three Xenagos. A card people have been down on. People have been down on that lately. I like Xenagos. Three Xenagos, one Sarkin, two Stormbreasts, one Hornet Queen.
I would like more Hornet Queen.
I would like more Hornet Queen too, but yeah. It is what it is. I would definitely like to see. I guess, I mean, he's not running whip or great. I mean, he's not throwing it in the graveyard and getting Hornet Queen back for value.
We have to give him props on two things. I've been saying that people need to run like Reclamation Sage in the fucking main.
Yep.
Now for like 5 weeks in a row. So props on that.
It's a good one of his land is looks like 8 forest, 4 mountains, 2 rugged highlands, 4 temple of abandons, and 4 windswept heath. So what is that, 23 lands?
Yeah.
Sure, math. Sounds good.
Yeah, whatever.
14 plus 8, yeah, that's 23. I don't even know.
If you're running rugged highlands, why are you running windswept heaths when you can run the red-green fetches?
Anything.
He's running wooded foothills. He's running four wooded foothills.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought you just
said.
Yeah,
four wooded foothills, one windswept heath, 4 temple of abandons, 2 rugged highlands, yeah, 4 mountains.
All the red greens.
And
everything red green. Okay, cool.
Yeah. His sideboard, I do like his sideboard a bunch. The sideboard, 4, fucking, he ain't playing around. 4 magma sprays.
Yes.
Get your little guys out of here. Get them. Go.
GTFO.
Goodbye. Get the fuck out of here. One more Crater's Claws for the, you know, makes 2 in his 75. I like that, man. I like the Crater's Claws.
I'm a fan of actually 3 Crater's Claws in your list when you run them, but that's just me.
Yeah. It hits hard, man.
Yeah.
This is a cool, I like this tech. Plummet.
Yes.
Is it one of?
Yes.
Okay.
Plummet's good.
I actually ran that in Reanimator sideboard just cause I was afraid of stuff and then, took it out because, I mean, there's just better stuff as soon as the meta's more developed.
Yeah. It's decent, though. I mean, it's relevant against a lot of good shit.
Yeah,
it's
relevant, but also the thing about that card is when you get beat by a card like that, when you beat somebody, like, just their face is priceless. It's like, Plummet, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you serious?
Like, nobody runs with a downfall or something, but you hit me with a Plummet.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
pretty good. then he's got a Goblin Rabble Master, another Reclamation Sage, and a Boon Satyr. I can't figure that out. That's weird. I'd like to see it back to nature, but, 2 Anger of the Gods, a Purphoros.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
That's nice. Purphoros is nice.
Hey, how about a Purphoros in the main there since you're putting out those fucking Hornet Queen tokens?
Wait, you're only running one Hornet. Well, yeah, he's got Hornet Nets.
And he
too.
Has the Nets, then he has Xenagos and shit.
That's
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. So he's got the 2 Anger of the Gods, the Purphoros, an Ashcloud Phoenix, a Nissa World Waker,
mm-hmm.
and 1 Arbor Colossus.
I think Arbor Colossus should be a lot more.
See, I was actually gonna get on him if I didn't hear Arbor Colossus in this list, yeah. but he has it, so props on.
I'm gonna get on him for not running, Back to Nature because I've been saying Back to Nature should be.
Yeah.
In everybody's list running green unless you're running Enchantress just cause enchantments are everywhere
and that blows up a lot of stuff, so. That's our look at my deck this week. That's a good looking deck, Michael.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
I like the deck. I like it.
Yeah, he's got a good deck. Very good deck. I think that's pretty much it this week. Matt, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, man. A couple shout outs we got. So for this deck of the week thing, since our feeble little minds can only handle so much thinking, I was thinking that go ahead and send us some emails or hit us on the Facebook page. Let us know some off-the-wall decks that y'all are thinking about doing. Not necessarily just like the Jeskai Burn or anything. Put some little twists on it. Make it something unique. Don't just change out one or two cards. Make it something that you've tried out, you think would be cool. Maybe something you think needs a little bit of work. We'll look at it, try and help you out. Some other people listening to Cast be able to help out too. So get a hold of us. Facebook page, Cast from Exile, or email us at castfromexile@gmail.com. Not sure about Sid with Sid's hate mail@gmail.com, because apparently Sid is not too offensive. This is kind of upsetting to us, isn't it?
We need Sid to get more offensive, yeah, apparently. We've had viewers say that.
We're going to have to just poke the bear. That's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, we've heard that Sid has not been offensive enough. We're going to work on that, listeners. We'll work on that. We'll get Sid more offensive, we promise. Also, you can just send them to us on Twitter. I mean, Michael just, honestly, just shot me a message on Twitter. This is what I'm playing in standard and a picture of it.
See? So, it's that simple, guys. Recognition for the world.
Pretty fucking cool. So that's right. What's up. Any more shout outs, Matt?
Yeah, man. A couple of shout outs to fake boobs, because fake boobs are cool. They're expensive, but they're worth it, right?
Very.
So anti-shout out to chemistry. Not sure how that's going to end up with for the semester.
Another anti-shout out for chemistry.
So yeah, there's probably not going to be too many more of those anti-shout outs. Anti-shout-outs to all the events in the area as far as, like, SCGs and whatnot. Being on weekends that I have to drive for 14 hours to get my kids. Not cool, guys. Get a hold of me. Let's work something out.
Work a schedule out with my boy, Matt. Work that schedule out.
We need to work something out. So, anti-shout-out to all those event holders. Shout-out to Sid. Unfortunately, I think Sid is locked away in Uncle Terry's basement. Unfortunately, I think the clown is taking advantage of him now.
That's what we've been told. Uncle Terry with your creepy mustache.
he lured him in.
Lured him in.
It's quite unfortunate. Ryan, anti-shout out to your ass, dude.
Ooh.
Oh. So, motherfucker. So, you know how we talked about that Necropolis fiend guy?
Yes.
You didn't like him with Nick Sweaver?
So, you know how, the first week I went with the deck, I went like 4-1. I started out 2-0, and I was like, man, we might be onto something here. And then I finished 2-3.
You started playing shitty, bro. Don't blame me and Ruben. You should include Ruben in this anti-shout-out as well.
Because my thing was Nick Weaver. I had nothing to do with the fiend, dude.
Yeah, that was the combo, bro. That's the combo.
Fucking non-bo. So Nick Weaver is definitely staying in anything green-black. He gives a lot of versatility. I actually took out a couple of Rescue of the Underworlds. I ended up putting those in the side just to try and check them out, but go back to something I was comfortable with if needed.
I tried to get out of that. That was the combo. Me and Ryan were on that shit, so I'm blaming that shit on your bad play, Matt. That's it.
Nah, man. Yep. It's all Ryan's fault. Ryan's fault. I won't blame you, Ruben. You're a good guy. So, Sweeper, that card has so much versatility. Just being able to block a fatty and get rid of it to pull utility back, it's nice. I was not a fan of the multiple whips. I think I am going to drop back down to a 1-of.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, the whip is... It's the best card in the deck.
Nah, see, Drynet.
You're fucking crazy. Listeners, write in and tell Matt he's fucking crazy, bro.
Better luck.
You need the whips. You need the whips.
Yeah.
Are you running Siege Rhino?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, you need whip.
Whip that bitch back.
I don't need
whip. Are you running commune with the gods?
Yeah, man, I'm running
commune. You need whip. Then you need whip. Whip. Fuck, man.
But this week I definitely had a lot better play against the aggro decks. My first two matches were against this guy ran a red-white brew. It was like Rabble Masters, all the fucking little red quick shit. But there's this red-white dude that when he attacks or some shit, he gets beef in his attack for other dudes attacking. I don't know what the fuck it's called because all of them were in foreign, but that card was a fucking house, man. Like, he just kept playing all these little quick, beefy dudes, and it was kind of a pain in the ass, I'm not gonna lie. But,
gotcha.
Joy of Drowning Sorrows. Drowning Sorrow is so good against those decks.
Yep.
So, that's about it for my anti-shoutouts, Ryan. You're a piece of shit. Hope you die, burn in hell. So, Ruben. What's up, man? How'd we get a hold of you?
Whoa. Ruben, you got a shout out first.
Yeah, I have to shout shit out, Matt. Damn. He just wants me to give info, not even shout shit out. Shout out to anybody who read my first article on Bolt Snap Bolt. I'm doing a budget series called Cast It. I got a lot of.
I'll check that out. Let's post a link in the show notes. Send me a link, fucker.
I will send you a link. I got a lot of great feedback from it. I actually took that deck. Guys, I actually played with that deck at F&M and went 3-1. The deck was like $18. It was super awesome. Got me, you know, a couple of packs. So that was cool. I need to shout out Treat Station over here in Peekskill. Just got the bad news that they're closing, and, you know, that sucks. But still going to shout them out. They're closing on December 28th. If you're in the Westchester area, it's a cool little spot for candy for your kids, like candy, and they do candy and ice cream. Like, that's their shit. Yeah, like,
sounds your so family. Bad.
Yeah, that sounds did sound.
There's bad. No creepy guys with vans hanging out there's in the no, parking lot of this place.
There's no creepy guys at all, at all. You know, they have that train that you put a quarter in, and the train goes around and shit. That's not creepy at all either.
They're going to run a train on them, dude. That's not cool.
No. Shout out to the owner of that place, man. Yeah, apparently, he's a listener. Yeah. So much love, dude. I don't know the guy's name, but. Hey, thanks for listening, man. That's shitty to hear about the store, man. That's
bad
news. Yeah,
they're closing December 28th, so, you know, shitty. That's going to be their – I mean, no, they're closing the 30th, but the 28th is going to be their last standard. They hold Magic there.
Relocating or – well, either
no,
way, hopefully
man,
they're on to bigger,
you know,
and
like
better things.
Gentrifying of the fucking, you know, neighborhood and shit. You know how that is. Kicking all the old stores out and turning it into something else.
Bringing
it
in Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, basically, I guess so.
Fucking bullshit. You fucking white people.
We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. The problem on the planet is white people.
Yeah, let's.
I need to shout out my boys Yano and Werewolf. They've been coming to my job and helping me test.
Wait, you're friends with a guy named Werewolf?
This my boy Mike. I gave him the name Werewolf a long time ago. So I call him Werewolf.
Not his birth name.
No, I don't ever call him by his government. I just call him Werewolf. They've been coming to my job and fucking like we've been testing a lot. We have an event to go to tomorrow. So we plan on busting ass. I'm bringing my new version of the Mardu. I've been doing very well in testing. I mean, we've been doing like fucking like 5 hours of just like testing. It's been insane. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to the posse, both Cast from Exile and Pitimps, you know, for, you know, like the messages or whatever, responding to our shit on Facebook. Shout out to Tommy Moles for every time I post something about Cast from Exile or something. He's an SVU member.
Yeah,
but
Moles, man.
Yeah, he always like retweets my shit.
Good dude.
Anybody else who retweets when I tweet out Cast from Exile stuff, shout out to those dudes.
Let's make sure I'm following T Moles right now. I think I'm in. I think we're following each other.
Yeah, follow that dude. He's T Moles.
He's good people. That's
been my boy. Like from, you know, from back in the day, we used to go back and forth during the whole SVU days and stuff. Shout out to David Laviette. He does a lot of Magic stuff on Twitter, and he's another dude that when I post stuff about Cast from Exile, he constantly like retweets and favorites and stuff. Cerulean, same thing there. So yeah, shout out to all those dudes. Thanks for the support and shit. And I'm done.
Sweet. I don't really have any shout outs this week other than to you guys, and I don't usually buy into the seasonal bullshit with beer companies and whatnot, but Sam Adams Winter Lager, not too bad.
Who was talking about that? Told you it was good.
I picked it up. that
couldn't have been Ruben. That must
have
been.
No, it was. That's why I bought it. Ruben got drunk off of it the other week, so I wanted to check it out. Yeah, good call there. I don't, like I said, I usually don't buy these. You said it was good.
I usually don't
fuck with
that
stuff
either.
It's not a bad beer, man. I don't fuck with the seasonal shit, but.
Yeah, you're right. I usually don't fuck with it either, but, you know, I tasted it. It was tasty and brought home a case and got drunk.
Not half bad. I've been drunk for 2 days on it, so.
Sweet.
That's what's up. I got drunk on a fucking Sunday, actually. long day, man. Broncos were very disappointing.
Anti-fucking shout out.
Dude, the Rams are just, they're giant killers, man.
Yeah, they beat all the good teams.
Lose to every other fucking garbage ass team.
That's crazy. I don't know what fucking happened, man. Manning could not get a second and a half in the pocket.
No, it's that he couldn't give the ball to his fucking running back.
That too. Yeah.
Like, here, let's rush 10 times the whole game. That's fine, just 10. And that was in, like, the first quarter.
Pretty bad. It was pretty depressing, bro, so we don't need to discuss that anymore. It was pretty fucking bad, so I was fucking tanked by the end of the day. Let's see. Yeah, no other shout-outs, really. You can reach us at castfromexile@gmail.com. The Facebook page, both Pinhams Podcast and, of course, Cast From Exile. Get at us. Shoot us your questions. We will be doing Around the Table. We're going Around the Table with Matt next week. So any questions, send them in. You can get at me, at Brother Ryan, on Twitter. Matt, as he already mentioned, hit him up on the page or the email. And Ruben, you're on Twitter as well at
@RU_unleashed.
Boom. There we go. Get at us, people. I got to get out of here. I got a baby to snuggle. So that's what's up. You know the deal. That's the game plan. That's the game plan. So until next time, fuckers, cards tap, ass slap.
Peace out.
Peace. Ruben ruined
it. Hey, motherfuckers, I wasn't saying peace.
He's like, I fucking hate everybody. No fucking peace.
No peace. I want more.
Fuck. He's like, I'm from New York, bitches. Don't you know? We don't like peace here.
Fuck you.
Oh, man.
My dick cost a late night fee. Yo dick got the HIV. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo dick went straight to DVD.
My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo dick look like a little kid's. My dick large like the Chargers. The whole team. Yo shit look like you 14.
My dick locked in a cage, right? Yo dick suffer from stage fright. My dick so hot it's stolen. Yo dick look like Gary Coleman. My dick pink and big, yo dick stinks like shit. My dick got a seizure, dude. Yo dick needs a tweezer, dude.
My dick is like super size. Yo dick look like two fries. My dick more mass than the earth. Yo dick half staff, it needs work.
My dick been there and done that. Yo dick sits up with Doug's cap. My dick VIP. Yo shit needs ID. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business, BS, we got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business, PS, we got dicks like Jesus. My dick need no introduction, yo dick, don't even function.
My dick served a whole luncheon, yo dick, it looked like a munchkin.
My dick size of a pumpkin. Yo dick look like Macaulay Culkin. My dick good loving. Yo dick good for nothing.
My dick bench press 350. Yo dick couldn't shot lift at thrifty.
My dick pretty damn skippy. Yo dick hungry as a hippie. My dick don't fit down the chimney. Yo dick it's like a kid from the Philippines.
My dick is like a M16. Yo dick broken vending machine.
My dick parts the seas, yo dick, farts and queens. My dick, rumble in the jungle. Yo dick, got touched by your uncle.
My dick, goes to yoga. Yo dick, fruit roller.
My dick, grade A beef. Yo dick, made a geek. My dick, sick and dangerous. Yo dick, quick and painless.
My dick, enough said. Yo dick, love spread.
It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business, PS, we got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business.
yes, we got dicks like Jesus.
Like Jesus. Dicks like Jesus.
Dicks like Jesus.
I gotta clear something real quick.
Imagine that. You
that
mean
that does not sound healthy right now. Actually, that did not. That did not rip the way it's supposed to.
Dude, what gotta, the fuck? I gotta. Damn, what the fuck?
I gotta fix my. I gotta fix this, guys. Before we go on.
All right, hang on. Let me try that again.
That's weak.
What?
That is weak as fuck.
My slide is clogged or something.
Oh, no, my slide is clogged. It's okay, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it'll be all right.